Barry Stewart Mann brings us a story about crossing over what was for him a boundary of childhood.
Missy's leash was made of old, worn-out red leather. It had a matching collar with a few square studs with blue and silver tags dangling from the buckle. Missy's leash was a major challenge to me, a daily reminder that I was still just a little kid. Most families had furry, floppy, playful dogs with teeth that never hurt you and a tail that you could swat with nary a growl. But not Missy. She was a miniature schnauzer with pinned-up ears and a stub of a tail. She would let me pet her, but if I got bold and put my hand around to pick her up, that's a good girl. Oh, she'd start to growl. And if I offered to put on her leash, she'd go running. If I tried to take it off, she'd start to snap at me. The only person she trusted was my mother. One Friday afternoon, I was out playing with friends when Mom called from the front door, 4 o'clock, time to walk Missy. I got there to find Missy waiting, with the leash already on, of course. I took up the old red leather loop, and we headed up Soldier Hill Road, then across to the edge of the woods by the drive into the country club. Now, usually I just walked Missy along the roadside there, but on this day, I was full of energy because it was a weekend, and Missy was full of energy, I don't know why. So both of us, without thinking, went running into the woods. We wandered into a thick jungle, exploring crevices and pathways and gnarly tree trunks. We came to a field spotted with big bushes, and I did the unspeakable. Let go of the leash and let Missy run. She circled widely, and I chased, and at one point she spotted something and darted off in pursuit, and I was sure I'd never see her again, and it would break my mother's heart, and I'd be grounded for life on a diet of broccoli and Brussels sprouts. But after shouting my lungs out, I saw her speeding back, and I yelled and swatted at her, just like a real floppy dog. We had stayed out longer than usual, so we ran back through the woods, out to Soldier Hill Road, crossed, looking both ways, and hurried home. When we arrived, Mom didn't peek out of the kitchen as usual, and Missy didn't go running off to find her. Missy just stood there with her tongue dripping. I called out, "We're home," but there was no answer. I said, "That's a good girl. Where's Mommy?" Missy just looked. "You want to stay here? How's that leash? Want me to help you with that?" She just kept huffing and smiling. I reached for the buckle of the collar. She didn't flinch. I undid the buckle and unwrapped the collar from her neck. "Good girl." I wrapped my arm under her front legs and hoisted her up. She just kept nodding with a sparkle in her eyes and a dumb look on her face. Boy, was I proud. I heard, "Missy!" Mom was just turning the corner at the top of the stairs. "Where were you?" she said. "Look, Ma, I did it." At first she looked shocked. Then a big smile came over her face. I guess she knew as well as I did that I had just crossed over some important line. A line made of old, worn-out red leather.